There is Azalea from the latest release from Blackberry Smoke called Be Right Here. And over the years, we've taken a lot of our Iron Country family members to see Blackberry Smoke. And they're going to be in our own backyard at the Coronado Theater in Rockford, March 6th. And with us this morning, as always, it's a pleasure to welcome from Blackberry Smoke, Charlie Starr to the Big Red The Morning Show. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's really well now that I know you guys are heading back into our area. And now the band has embarked on this Rattle, Ramble, and Roll tour here in 2025, and I've seen quite a list of some great opening acts, including Cole Chaney, who you're going to be bringing with us to Rockford. How much input do you guys have on who you're going to be sharing the stage with?
All of it. No, there are lots of different people who have input. You know, different people will submit artists, you know, or artists themselves, and we try to bring you nothing but the best.
You really do. I know, Charlie, I've always been taken in a lot by the lyrics of Blackberry Smoke songs, and I know that you're the primary songwriter for the band. I always wondered where you draw most of your inspiration from, because it seems what you write resonates with a lot of people.
Well, thank you. I won't say simple, because I guess, you know, lyrics aren't always simple when it comes to real life, because real life's not simple.
No,
it's downright complicated. But I think that as I've gotten older, the only thing I can really do is just keep my antenna up and listen to what people say, because one person can't live it all, you know. And if I look back at a lot of the songs, I'll think, well, that's not me. That's my friend Jeff, or that's my mom, or that's my wife, or something I heard somebody say in the airport, you know. You kind of just have to be prepared, I think. And because somebody could say something to their kid in McDonald's, and you'd be like, oh, man, that would make a great song.
That's very cool. You know, Charlie, lately I have to say that the video that is circulating of you playing Gary Rossington's guitar, as a fan, really grabs you right in the feels. I mean, what was it like for you as a Skynyrd fan, being able to pay tribute like that?
Well, it meant the world. I don't know that I've ever been involved in anything cooler than that. I was overwhelmed, really, because Dale and Mary and Annie were there watching it happen in real time. And I don't know. I was extremely nervous, first of all, because you don't want to grab Gary's guitar and screw it up, you know, screw up the song. And they were there, and they were very emotional, and so was I. And it was just as strong as it gets to me. So what you said got you in the feels. That's exactly right. I thought, man, this is the most emotional thing I've ever experienced on stage. And hopefully we did a good job. It felt really great, and it's important to me for people to. Which obviously people aren't going to forget Gary Rossington, but it's important to me to be a small part of helping people celebrate his music.
Yeah, exactly. And being a band from the South, I mean, they've had such an influence on so many bands that are out there today. I was just seeing that you're actually going to be doing a run of dates with them in Europe this year, which is really exciting. But I guess the question I wanted to ask you, Charlie, is, who would you say would be the ultimate touring partner for Blackberry Smoke, whether it be an opener or a co-headliner?
The Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's always been, you know, since we were little kids. It's like, we want to play with the Stones. But they don't call, so oh well.
I always thought those Robinson Boys and you guys would be a great co-headlining tour.
That would be great. You know, I did get to go play in the Black Crows for about a month. This was back in 2022, I think it was, and I've known them a long time. We've been friends for a long time, but they were in a spot and needed a second guitar player for that window of time, and it just so happened I was free, and that was really a special thing to get to do.
That was
to get to play those songs and play with and watch them operate. Also, it's just amazing. It's like watching Mick and Keith.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so powerful on stage.
You know, I've been seeing some videos, Charlie, honestly, of you performing with your sons, and I know that your dad was a big influence on you musically. What does it mean to you as a father to see their love of music?
Well, I understand it, and I look at them, and they both. My oldest son, you know, he's grown. He's 28, and he's writing songs and has released 3 singles, and I couldn't be more proud. But at the same time, I feel like if they didn't do it, I would question, like, why are you not doing this?
Do you get it?
So it's just, it feels like, it feels correct.
Do your sons give you music to listen to? Like, hey, Dad, check this out. And I mean, you know, kind of expose you to some new stuff.
They do. Even my 11-year-old, he'll say, Dad, have you heard, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'll say no. And he'll put it on, and we'll put it on in the car. And I'm like, wow, where did you hear this? And of course, my oldest does the same thing.
That is so awesome. You know, over the years, Charlie, I've always wanted to talk to you about this when we've had you on the show before. And I really love your EP Live from the Capricorn Studios. And what do you remember most about that session? And do you ever pull out Southern Child and put it into the set?
Well, that's one of the highlights of the session, was that song, because a lot of people probably are not familiar with that song. It's a Little Richard song from the early 70s when he was not at the top of his game, really, you could say. And I heard that song on the radio in Atlanta. There was an AM station that I just had it on one day, and that song came on, and I had to pull over and look it up. I was like, "Who? I know this is Little Richard singing, but who? What is this? Who is this playing with him?" And it's a bunch of L.A. country rock dudes from that era, a couple of the guys from the Flying Burrito Brothers on it, and sure enough, it was on an album that was never released back then. And we used to walk on to it, the song Southern Child, his Little Richard's version. And I don't know, it just, when we were recording those songs, and that was sort of like a jam, a live jam on the floor there in Capricorn. Jimmy Hall was there. And anyway, we played that song, and it's just like 2 lines of verse lyrics and a chorus. That's all. There's not a whole lot to it, but it feels unbelievable. And to answer your question, yes, we played at New Year's Eve in Macon.
Oh, nice.
So that felt really special. And people come to me every day and say, "Are you playing Southern Child tonight?" And I think, man, it's really just a funky little jam. But then I think, man, that stuff is great. I'm not surprised that people love that. I just said it made me have to pull my car over to the side of the road. So I get it. Yeah, it hits you where you live.
It's amazing how many songs are out there that people have never heard. Do you know what I mean? And you dig one up and throw it out there, and everybody's like, well, where did that come from? Well, it's been out for about 20 years now.
I know. I just had a similar thing happen. There was a band from the UK back in the early 70s called Dr. Feelgood. That was the name of the band. And I was scrolling through Instagram and came across this video of them and was just knocked out. And they never really had any success to speak of here in the United States. But I sent the video of this song to Brendan O'Brien, famous, you know, Grammy Award winning producer in Atlanta, native, and he said, "Who the hell is this?" I said the same thing, and we said, "How did we miss this? How are we this age now and have never heard this?" I said, "Isn't that great that you can that can happen just some random day?"
Exactly. That is the beauty of music. And I know the last couple of times, Charlie, you've been here in the Wisconsin-Illinois state line area. We saw you at the Rivet Stadium back when we were just getting out of COVID with the Nielsen Trust. And then I saw you do an acoustic show at the Coronado, and Rick came out and played with you. And I mean, that's got to be a great feeling when a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer like that, you know, wants to come out and see your show and play with you like that.
I pinch myself every time because, for crying out loud, it's Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick. And I'm just honored to call him a friend. He came to Atlanta and helped us celebrate and honor the memory of our drummer, our late drummer, Britt Turner. And he came on stage and we did Surrender, and it was just otherworldly to me.
Mm-hmm.
Can't thank him enough.
That is outstanding. Now, Charlie, the current album, Be Right Here, was released in early 2024, and I'll have to be honest with you, it's found a permanent spot in my player. Any idea when you guys might be heading into the studio or maybe a follow-up?
Well, we may already have.
Ooh.
I don't know if I could say anything yet or not, but there are things on the horizon, for sure. and you'll just have to stay tuned.
All right. Well, once again, Blackberry Smoke is coming to the Coronado Theater March 6th. Tickets are available. It's a Thursday night, so hey, I'm just giving everybody the okay to take off Friday and enjoy a great show from one of the best live bands out there, in my opinion. Charlie, as always, it's a pleasure having you on the show, and we look forward to seeing you in Rockford.
Thank you guys very much.